Go.
Hey, hey. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. Unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man. Been no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came. Oh, it came. I need a man too.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sand City Radio. It's your boy, Cash, chilling down, G-Jow. That was the extended version, y'all, so don't pay no mind. What's good, y'all? All right, check it out. I got my man, Father Time, with me. Father Time, what's good, dog?
What's cracking, Doc?
I'm chilling, man. I'm a girl, butter, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
We chillin'.
What's up, baby?
Hey, how's everybody?
Hey, Janine.
Hey.
Good.
What's up, boss?
There's no fall back today. I know. You can always give me another name.
Okay. You my boss. I'm going to explain that. For everybody that don't know, me and Janine went into business together, and we always looking for people to go into business with us. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Yeah, it's real estate investing. If anybody is interested in real estate investing, if you want to do anything in regards to real estate, this is not being a real estate agent, but actually investing, fix and flips, wholesale, tax liens, different types of things like that, just send me an email. I will send you all the information. You can either go on SinCityRadioShow.com and find me. I'm Janine on there, or you can send me an email to Harrisco, which is harriscoinv@gmail.com.
Or me,
okay,
right,
all right.
Or me. What kind of plug? Look at you just stealing all the business from me. God damn.
Well,
fuck
you
my
thought
email address.
It's about that BS mess. You hear me?
And you
started,
so I just
finished
it.
Can I get some type of mention in it?
Listen, I don't know what you got to plug your. I don't know your email address.
I'm just fucking with you.
You so funny.
See, already micromanaging me, man. Already micromanaging like a motherfucker. Stop talking. I got this. Damn. Sorry, I brought it up. Shit.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this, y'all gonna cut me in and cut it out. That's what's gonna happen. No, I don't play that shit. Hey, butter.
We like
them two motherfuckers on belly. I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit. That's all that's about.
Right.
And I'll say the email again. If you want to say your email, we'll say the email throughout the show. So make sure people got the email address if they want to, you know, send an email for more information.
You can hit me up on SinCityRadioShow.com. Father Time 68. If you want to make some money, hit me up. SinCityRadioShow.com. Create you a page.
You know,
I'm gonna create
you know,
group.
Father Time
is
like one of them janky promoters.
Yeah, man.
I'm joking, man. You know I know you a good
I know
dude,
that,
man. You know I know you. Hey. But let's get into this, man.
Let's do it. All right, before we do that. Everybody that's listening on Gangsterville Radio, everybody that's listening on TuneIn, see, we got a lot of background we're trying to get rid of. A little technical difficulties going on right now, but we'll fix that. The number to call in is 646-727-1283. If you got anything to say about the topic, call in, press 1, and we'll bring you in. We don't hold no punches. Our show is totally uncensored. You say how you feel as long as you keep it respectable. Put some respect on my name, all right?
Okay.
Once again, 646-727-1283. We keep it real. We keep it real. We keep it 100. As Dave Chappelle said, keeping it real. All right, man, let's do this.
All right. Well, check this out, y'all. We're going to jump into this, as my man Father Time will say. Okay. Situation is this. Janine, Father Time, Butter, you're at a mall. Your daughter got to use the bathroom. Daughter, son, whichever, got to use the bathroom. You sit them in the bathroom, and you look up and you see a transgender. Now, let's just say this transgender is a man. And you sent your daughter into this bathroom. Now, you send your daughter into this bathroom, and this transgender man is walking in the bathroom to go into use the bathroom while your daughter's there. How do you feel? I mean, do you feel it's okay? Do you feel like, okay, man, you doing too much? How do you feel? I'm going to start with you, Butter. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel like I got to count to 10 and then, you know, because I think it's disrespectful, first of all. I don't want my child around it. I don't want my child around it at all. And I think that they should go to the bathroom they belong in.
Okay.
And if you don't feel like you belong in that bathroom, then make up a whole nother bathroom for the questionables. Because I don't want my daughter in a bathroom with somebody pulling out, you know, things
did
they
you
don't need to
see. Say the questionables?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you actually use the term questionable?
Yeah. I was just about to say, can we copyright that? The questionables. I like
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, was that right off the top of your head? Was that just something you just came up with?
It was right
with?
Off the top of my head, Shawa.
I like that. Questionable.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Okay. Okay. All right. Father Time, I'm going to ask you. Question
goes to you. I got an issue with it. If you was born a dude, you need to use a dude's bathroom. I'm sorry. Yes. This is how I feel.
Hey, I'm not knocking.
So,
I'm not knocking at all. All right. Janine?
I'm going to look up like, is that a penis? Is that better not be in there when I'm in that motherfucker. I'm telling you like that. The best or penis I see, you need to take your ass into the bathroom where other penises belong. And that's all.
Thank you.
I don't care what you feel you are, what you feel you trying to be, or whatever. If you want to be a woman that bad, then cut the shit out there. If you need to go through that surgery, then maybe you can say you a woman because now you got a vagina.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, if I'm standing there, my youngest daughter is 13. She's 13 years old. She's developing. You know what I'm saying? If I'm standing by that bathroom and that transgender male decides he's about to walk in that bathroom, guess what? I'm not even letting him. We're going to have a fucking problem. We're going to have to get security right there.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, I'm telling you, you're not walking your ass in there while my daughter's in there. No, you're not.
Not if you don't want
I'm
me to
sorry.
Bleep out you, I ain't.
What you call it, a blue dot?
Bloop out.
Oh.
If you don't want me to bloop out, black out, whatever you
want
to call it, you know, then you're going to go ahead and hold your pee.
Right, or go where you're supposed to go. Because my thing is this, like Janine said, I mean, if you post op, I wouldn't know if you did if you was or wasn't.
Exactly.
But you standing there all over the toilet, and you just piss it. You know what I'm saying? No, man. You need to be where you need to be. I mean, I understand that you don't want to go your ass in there and get ridiculed, but at the same time, you're not finna go in there and distraught my child.
Right. Having my child's mouth open, eyes open, and question me 500 questions after she get out of the bathroom.
Right, exactly. You know, and I just don't
feel
like that.
You know, because then, you know, you make this law. Then anybody could just say, I'm going to put a wig on. You know, be dressed up like a woman. You know, you got pedophiles going there.
Pedophiles, exactly.
They can go in and do whatever the hell they want to. It's like you opening the door for much, you know, much worse than. It's just ridiculous.
No, I agree.
We done already. I mean, we done had the situation where okay, we accepting the fact that people are gay and they want to marry the same sex and all of that, and you want to take it. It's like the more society accepts, the more they it's not good enough. You're not getting beat up. You know what I'm saying? Like. You was back in the day for being gay, you know what I'm saying? They treating you with the same respect they treat everybody else, but that's not good enough. Now you got to let them come in the bathroom and just take you out your whole spirit. No.
I can agree with that. And by no means is this, I'm not trying to bash anyone, nobody's gender. I'm not bashing. I'm not saying that you're right or you're wrong for what you could be whatever you, like I said, if you feel like you want to be a chicken, go ahead. I don't care. But my whole thing is that, you know, I think the thing about that, and I think, buddy, you touched on that, is like y'all want all this is not enough. Y'all want to walk away from this damn thing unscathed. You want to walk away unscathed. You don't want to be touched. But, okay, yes, doing what you're doing, okay, that's a stand-up thing. I mean, if you feel like, okay, I want to stand up for that, I got no problem with that. But you got to know that there's consequences coming behind it, you know, and a lot of them don't want to deal with the consequences that's coming behind it. You know, you want to be able to say, okay, I want to go in here without being ridiculed. I want no. Yeah, I mean, because now I feel like I'm not going to say propaganda. I'm not going to say that you're pushing your propaganda on us, but you're pushing your will on us. And I just don't think that's right. I mean, I just think it's like you when you sitting there saying, well, we have rights. Yes, you have rights. But now, I mean, let's just say if McDonald's decides to get a multi-gendered bathroom, then fine. But if not, you got to go to the little boy's room. You can't go in the little girl's room. You got to go in the little boy's room. Now, whatever establishment choose to do that, then fine. I have no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? But if they don't, then you got to kick your ass in that motherfucking man's bathroom.
I'm not judgmental as far as, you know, everybody is does what they do. You grown. When you die and go to heaven, I hear you going by yourself. But at the same time, I still feel like there are certain things that should not happen. Being transgender, that is, you know, some people get the operation and they completely, you can't tell completely that they're a woman or a man or whatever. That, mm-hmm. To me, that still does not matter. I shouldn't have to feel like, just like they say you don't want to put your Christianity off on folks, then don't put that off on nobody else either. Don't violate my rights to be. That's violation. That's violation. Either way it go.
I wonder which one the Bruce go to.
I don't know. And then what did the studs do? That the studs gonna go in the men's bathroom? And then what? They can't stand up. They gonna be sick by all over the floor.
No, I just saw something on CNN with him. You know, Trump said he can go to any bathroom he want. So he went to Trump Towers and he went to the women's bathroom, and nobody had a problem with it.
That's because
at least that's what he said.
You know what?
Oh, so he
was the cameras there?
Probably.
Timer. Okay.
Technical difficulties.
Right. But I mean, okay. Yeah, man, hold on one sec, brother. We got LaFonda.
What up? Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up?
What up, what up?
How you feeling, girl?
I'm great.
You sound a little muffled. Can you get on the phone a little bit closer?
Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile, man.
I'm great.
That's what you're going to get. Fucking Boost Mobile.
First of all, Boost Mobile service is great. Father, I can't be working with you and you got to fuck your phone right now.
Right. We called you like four times, dog. What's wrong with your boots?
Shit, I ain't got boots, baby.
I got boots, and there's nothing wrong with boots services.
All right, look, we're going to stay on topic. All right, LaFonda.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a situation. You tell me how you respond.
Okay.
You at the mall with your daughter. Your daughter say, "Hey, Mom, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom." So, you know, you're standing outside the bathroom, you know, talking on the phone or whatever, waiting on your daughter to come out. You see a transgender walk in the bathroom that your daughter's in. What do you do?
Okay, first of all, my daughter will never go to the bathroom by herself. Ever.
Oh,
come on now.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm
serious.
And y'all got to understand where I'm coming from, and you know why. Y'all know why I'm saying it.
We're hypothetically speaking. It's a hypothetical question.
I mean, they transgender, more than likely, they probably like the same sex that they transitioned from. So
you wouldn't have a problem with it?
No, because, I mean, you can't discriminate on what people are.
I'm gonna pay closer attention, of course. We gotta go one at a time. Go ahead and finish your point, LaFonda, then Janine, you can respond.
I'm gonna pay closer attention, of course. But you can't, you got to accept people for what they are. I mean, if you want to be transgender and you want to turn yourself from a man to a woman, hey, that's all on you. If you like it, I love it.
Okay.
I don't think you know what a transgender is.
Yeah, I know what a transgender is. I got like two of them in my job. But, hey.
Go ahead, Janine.
But he didn't say that. He didn't have the surgery. He's a transgender. I guess you didn't know what a transgender was. A transgender hasn't had the surgery yet. What's the name had the surgery and he's transgendered as fuck.
Who is what's the name?
Bruce Jenner.
He ain't had
Bruce
no surgery.
Bruce had a surgery. Bruce did not have a surgery.
Okay. You might want to watch I Am Kate because I think she did.
I think you want to watch it again because I think he didn't.
I think I Love Kate is telling about his process to the surgery.
Yeah, so even though he started on, I'm not sure if he has it had it done or not. I know he was thinking about it, but even still, starting off, you was a man dressing up as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's still the same thing, transgender. I mean, we don't know when they get the surgery or things like that. I'm just saying I don't want them in the same bathroom where I go. That's not discriminated because I didn't make who you were. You know what I'm saying? This is who you were born to be. That's not our fault. That is not our fault that you were given these parts and that you were born who you were born to be. If you get to a certain point and you decide you want to be somebody else, that's all fine and good. But you still were born a certain gender.
Just like they got their wishes, we have our wishes too.
Well, I don't wish to be a woman. I wish to stay male.
No, I'm just saying I wish to go into a woman's bathroom with just women. That's all I'm saying.
So do I. I love going to the bathroom with just all women.
Right now, you can't tell a male from a female right now because this doctor's on getting good.
Right.
If you look hard enough, you can tell. If you look hard enough,
I've been
in
a situation where, I mean, yeah, she was flawless all the way until you saw them knuckles and them fingernails. I knew at that very moment.
I got a question. I got a question for Tama. Tama, do you got any transgender friends?
No, I don't.
Me?
No, Tama.
No, I don't have any.
I was wondering if you put on your post we need all transgender people to call in, and nobody sees that but your friends. So I was wondering, did you have any transgender friends?
No, because it shows up on my friends' page too.
Right.
That's
so
true.
If they got transgender friends, they would see it.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to get somebody to call in to give us that.
I'm fucking with you, man. I'm joking. Let it go.
Oh, okay. I mean, I have a
you
cousin.
You got me about to start.
I have a cousin who was transgender, and I mean, he's passed on now. But still, even if he's here today, I would tell him the same thing. Take your ass in that bathroom with the boys.
I agree.
Oh,
who's running through the woods?
I don't know. It ain't me.
Sound like a motherfucking deer running through the woods. LaFon.
Yes.
Get your ass someplace to sit down.
Look, I got to go some money, so I cannot sit down.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about it. That's what the mute button for. All right, y'all. I was there. I mean, okay. I've seen the episode. I just think that all is, and I think, buddy, you said it a little bit earlier. I think all this stuff is being pushed on us, like the transgender thing. I think for them, they're trying to push this on us, just like. They're trying to push, okay, I'm trying to word this right because I don't want to seem to come off like I'm anti, but the gay thing. I think they're trying to push this on us with all these shows and all this shit like Empire. I mean, these motherfuckers had a sex scene that was out this motherfucking world last week.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I mean, I know if you don't like it, then turn. You know, and I understand that. I understand that concept. I mean, we got the same concept to the show. If you don't want to listen to us, then don't listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to understand the okay. Damn, I don't want to say this wrong. You know, I mean, you're what you are. You are what you are. And I don't care about that. You know, but if you know that you're, I mean, if you know the mass media of this is like, okay, let's say the demographic is 14 to 21. You know, that's your demographic, 14 to 21. You know, you got a couple of older people watching it, but you know, we all mimic things. You know, we mimic things that we watched growing up. You know, I mean, rather how you know you mimic it to a certain point. You know, so I just think it's just like I think it's a mind thing. I think this is something that they're trying to do. I don't know
a new
who's
trend
trying to do it. I don't know who's behind it, but I just believe, like, okay, for instance, when we were younger, our thing was, and me and Father Time thing was wrestling. I'm not going to say that we didn't walk around with robes on like we was Ric Flair, but, you know, we mimic things. You know, we mimic little sayings and little shit that he used to do and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So as a kid, you mimic shit that you see, and it's like you blatantly put this and this is not on cable TV. This is regular TV, so anybody can watch.
Right.
Anybody can watch
right.
The show. You know, and I just think, I don't know, man, I think that some things just go too far. I mean, like, that scene, I think it was just like, I mean, me personally, I can't believe, I would go with, you can give the illusion to what happened, but when you just sit there and put it right there in that cable, cable's cable. You know, hey,
exactly.
You paying for that shit. But when it's on free TV, I think you kind of went too far. I think you know, I understand pushing the envelope, but you just ripped the motherfucker open.
Well, let me give out a PSA right quick. And you said something earlier. I just want to make sure everybody know it's not like we greased up our bodies and was in the backyard wrestling each other.
I should
have put that up the way you say it.
I think I got that videotape.
Like, no. I just want to put that out there. You know, we wasn't greased
well,
up.
I concur, brother. I concur.
Clean that up, bro.
And if it came, hey, if it came out that way, I would say no.
Yeah,
oh,
out,
Lord, that was hilarious.
With they tighty whities on.
That was hilarious.
Right,
I
want to
scream.
What type of wrestling uniform is this?
Okay, I want to scream so bad, but I don't want to wake the kids.
My mama
oh,
come
Lord.
Out the back yard, talking about, what the fuck y'all out here doing? I didn't close on.
But I'm
Jesus. We was always in your back. We was always in your backyard because you had more shade.
All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead. I just had to put that up.
Oh, man. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yes, it was.
LaFonda, you got some places we got to sit down yet?
Nope.
You ain't.
Driving.
But I agree with everything you said, man. I really do believe that they pushing that shit on everybody. And these kids are seeing it. And, you know, I mean, I give you a prime example, man. I was at work today. I'm transporting preschoolers. I got a white kid and an Asian kid sitting next to each other. The white kid is hugged up on the Asian kid. And the Asian kid looking like, you know, that look when you're in prison like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? When the big thug motherfucker got you all hugged up, that's how he looking. I'm like,
right.
what the fuck are you doing? You know, and these are preschoolers. He got the little boy hugged up. I had to pull
him. It was another little boy?
Yeah.
What?
And he
you know
looked
what?
At me
no.
like, hey, man, ain't you going to fix this shit, bro? You see what this motherfucker over there doing?
Right.
Wow.
I would.
That
stopped,
is a true
dog.
Story.
And,
I
dog,
did
and,
stop.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you, I mean, do you have the authority to do that?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
If it's
okay.
on my bus.
Okay. Right, okay. I would have stopped and been like, hey, you go sit your ass over there. You go sit your ass over there. Because
right.
you motherfuckers, you know, no, man.
I'm serious. And I'm serious as a heart attack, dog. True. It shit happened today, man. I was like,
man,
I pulled up, and that motherfucker had me yelling. What are you doing? Get your arm from around him. And the little Asian kid looking like, this shit ain't right, man. There's something wrong here, bro.
Wow.
You know, the white kid's a little bit bigger than him. I'm like, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Say, this ain't no motherfucking prison bus, motherfucker. You ain't going to sleep, see? Sit your ass down.
Damn. I swear. Well,
but I'm saying he had to get that shit from either home or TV.
Mm-hmm.
He had to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, what the fuck are we watching nowadays?
Well,
you know,
what
I'm saying?
Man, like I said, go ahead, brother.
Like, you know, if I had a girlfriend, I'd be more worried about another woman taking her than a damn dude. Nowadays,
so
back when he was growing up, you had to worry about that motherfucking dude trying to creep up on your girl. Now it's another chick trying to creep up on him.
I have a question. Do you think that a gay person can be a parent?
Sure,
like,
why not?
I mean, like a single parent.
Sure, why not?
I mean, it's a question. It's a question because a lot of people have told me in conversation that if a woman is a lesbian and she's a stud, then most likely her daughter's going to be a stud. Or if,
I don't believe that.
If a man is raising a boy, his son is either going to be very dark or very flamboyant, just like his father.
I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe
I
that
think,
because I'm not going to say no names, but we grew up around a guy like that. you know, and his, I mean, Tom, I'm pretty sure you remember his mother, you know, she had a girlfriend, and dude's nothing like that. I mean, you know, he's nothing like that. It was just like, it was a situation, and it was hard for him because, you know, kids, I mean, as kids, we didn't know no better, so, yeah, we kind of, you know, we kind of joked and jived and talked shit, but, you know, he grew up to be a respectable man. I mean, you know, he do his thing. To my knowledge, I mean, you know, I mean,
I think you just
got to
talk
straight
to him.
Right, he grew up
if
to be a straight man.
If you talk to your kid and let them know what's going on, I mean, shit. I guarantee you one thing, he going to be a hell of a fighter. I bet. I guarantee you that.
But isn't it different, though? I mean, since he was a boy growing up with two women, what if he was growing up? Because, I mean, we already was talking about how kids mimic things. What
right.
about if he was with two men? And not to say that they can't raise children, I'm not saying that. But if you're looking every day at a man kiss another man, a man sharing a bed with another man, and things like that, and they loving each other, why wouldn't that child grow up to think that that's okay?
Because a parent would explain to the child. You know what I'm saying? If I was gay and I had a boyfriend, if I was gay and I had a boyfriend and I had a son,
you really can't explain to a certain age though.
And then on top of that, you're biased. You're not biased because you feel like you have to defend yourself.
Yeah, but if you don't talk to your kid and, you know, it gets out, your kid's going to be tortured. So he has to know and understand what's going on in the house.
Like I said, I'm not going to lie to you. Dude got tortured. You know what I'm saying? He did. I mean, I'd be lying if I say I did. I wasn't one of the ones cracking jokes. You know, I was one of them kids that was cracking jokes on him too. You know, but it was just like we were kids. We didn't know. I mean, all we knew is what. And here's the thing: all we knew is what the adults said. You know, I mean, it wasn't like it was blatantly put in our face, but, you know, you hear, oh, man, them motherfucking bulldagging-ass bitches. That was the term back then, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Motherfucking bulldagging-ass bitches. I didn't know what the fuck a bulldagger was. I'm like, a bulldagger? What the fuck is that? Is that a sharp knife? What kind of knife is that? And I mean, but you know, them ain't no old carpet munching ass bitches. You know, I mean, yeah, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm talking about my dad.
Yeah, you
I
went
mean,
way
he,
back. You went
yeah,
way back with
dad.
Carpet munching.
Yeah. My dad
like,
was
like,
a motherfucker. Oh, carpet up.
Like Eddie Griffin
say, carpet munching ass
bitches.
You say what?
Like Eddie Griffin calling them Kit Kat girls.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, it wasn't like he was having this conversation with me, but I may be walking out the door and him and his partner sitting there and let's say that because we stay, you know, pretty close to them. So, you know, they might be walking out the door and there go my old man. That old bulldagging ass bitch. That old cock munching ass hoe. And bitch needs big in their life. Huh? You know, now I'm a kid, but I'm looking. You say what?
Well, now, go ahead. I just want to hit Janine with something. All right, Janine, you said how would the kid be in the house and all of that. Okay, now let me flip it. Let me ask you this. Okay, you have a daughter.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you go both ways. So
yeah.
Your kids see you kissing women, and then the next day she see you kissing men.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gonna explain that one? I mean, she really gonna be fucked up when she see that. boys and girls.
Of course, and that's why I never allowed them to see that. I'm not one of those people that allow my kids to know my personal and private things that I do. Yeah, I'm bisexual. I sleep with women, and I sleep with men. But they never saw that.
I'm not saying you per se.
That's why I never did that. There are a lot of people that have done that, and their kids do. They're confused. I have a friend who her daughter is gay now. Her mother went back and forth for a while. You know what I'm saying? She was with a guy for a while. Then she went to a woman. Then she switched back to a guy. Then she went, and the child is gay. And I'm just like, I don't know if that, you know, because I think it does. I think it confuses the child. And I think it leaves them open to feel like, oh, well, that's okay. And, I mean, it is okay if that's what you choose. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes I feel like their choices are taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're being taught certain things too early. That's how I kind of look at it. They're being taught certain things too early.
I agree with that. Okay. I really agree with that because it's like some things, like, you know, I mean, if this is your demeanor and this is your character, then so be it. But if you're being forced to live this type of life and they're telling you this is what you need to do, this is what's supposed to happen, yeah, that's wrong.
All right, on that note, if you want to join the conversation, the number is 646-727-1283. And we're going to slow it down and go into a song right quick. Once again, give everybody a chance to call the show because I know all y'all got something to say about this particular subject. 646-727-1283. And if you're not in the United States, you got to put a 1 in front of that 6. So it'll be 1-646-727-1283. All right, y'all, I'm going to hit y'all off with a little Kevin Gates. This one's called Two Phones from Kevin Gates.
Hello? What the deal?
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Laugh up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough.
Button start the foreign, oh my god, I'm gorgeous. I just put the key inside my pocket pocket, might not get to see it. This a new Ferrari, man, in the mirror, how you choose to bother? Someone say they're calling, I don't feel like talking. Everything is get returned the way I bought it. Phone be interrupting me while I'm recording. Phone be making women feel they unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way retarded. Keep the all cause I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well. I got clientele. I just got it off the scale.
I got two. One for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough.
There they go again, one of my friends. They don't give a damn how a nigga been. All they wanna know is what I got to give. How much did I spend, what I got to lend, what I did and what I didn't do for them. Bricks coming in somewhere on the rim. Section doing numbers, nowhere by a gym. Rapping by the spin, I'm supplying 10. Jumping out of Honda, I just got it in. Asking what I cop, none of your concern. One day you gon' learn what you trying to get. Everything on sale, going out of business. Partners up in jail, gotta feed the kids. Jugging around the city, you know what it is. Bread when the business, put that on the real.
One for the plug and one
calls from your Barbie doll. When she around me, she know I'm a bodyguard. Money calling for me, baby girl, I'm sorry. You just that yellow, you not that important. Way shape, I could bring you to the carpet. Smell like soda, I'ma put you in the wall. Conversation calls a lot of chips. She don't really get a lot of this. Engaging where I'm gazing at her hip. And ain't nobody making no attempt. Amazing clip hanging, slanging dick. Maybe we could make it taking trips. Maybe I was thinking too impatient. Phone ringing, hold up what it is.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Got money while it ring, ring, ring. Crap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring. One for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. What y'all think about that one?
They playing it to death.
You got two phones. Oh, okay.
I didn't even know that's what he was saying.
Yeah, two phones. I don't know how you get away with that. I can't get away with no two. You know, your girl got one phone and phone ringing. She looking like, this motherfucker ain't ringing. Who phone is that? I'm just saying. So, it is what it is. All right, anybody else got anything to say about this topic? I gave y'all 3 minutes to think about it. Butter, we know you got a problem with it. Janine, you got a problem with it?
Huh?
Could you see yourself being friends with somebody like that? Because, I mean, you know, they don't want nothing from you. You know, they want the same.
Friends with somebody like who? A transgender. I got a lot of friends that's gay and transgender.
Okay.
That's
hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. We got Miss Cherokee on the line. Miss Cherokee, what's happening, baby?
Well, hello. How are you guys?
Hey.
We're good.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Miss Florida's finest. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Enjoying this nice weather. I'm listening to the subtopic of today. It sounds very intriguing and interesting.
Okay. what's your two cents on it?
Well, my thing is like this. There's a lot of stuff going around here. You just got to mold your kids, and the things that you do, just like how we were growing up, you don't do stuff around your kids. You know, point blank simple. You know, they only pick up from example. So you lead the example you want your kids to grow. And this in the Bible, that's, you know, we follow that every day. As mothers, as parents, as fathers, you know, so whatever you do in the dark, you don't let your kids see to the light. You know, you lead by example. So that's about it. I just called to say hello to you guys.
Well, okay, but well, before you go, I got to ask a question. Do you get down to do like that?
Huh?
I said, do you get down like that?
Well, we never know. See, Cherokee will never unfold the secrets.
I'm just saying, I'll be in Florida soon. That's what I'm going to ask. Do you get down like that again?
We never know. All I'm saying is lead by example, and what you do in the dark never should be revealed in my life.
You can tell
it's
a political season because she just gave a political answer.
Right.
She ran away from the question like a
motherfucker.
Hey, I'm going to start calling Miss Cherokee, a.k.a. Donald Trump. She just gave the most political answer I ever heard.
Well, you never know. It just happened.
All right.
She sounds just like Ted Cruz.
Right.
Run away from the question.
I'll be in Florida soon, and I will not inhale.
Well, you're more than welcome, sweetie. You're more than welcome.
All right, well,
yes.
So that's what's up, baby. We appreciate your input on the show.
Yes, and I thank everybody for liking my page, and hopefully I'll see you guys and meet everybody soon.
All right, and feel free to post more.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm always listening to the sand. Under the sun.
That's what's up.
I'm a fan.
Were you the one that was waiting? I was wondering did he ever come. Was that Cherokee's pictures?
Oh, was
yeah,
like he was waiting. She's waiting.
Waiting on somebody. Did he ever show up?
No, he never showed up.
Oh man, he never showed up. You was looking good like that. Dang, that's messed up.
Never showed up, but he did come in the morning though.
I know me and Marley both was like, well, we can go.
Gas up the pace, let's go.
Yeah. Cole, gas up the pace. We on our way to Florida.
Aw. I would have loved to see all you all, too. Yeah. But that's me.
Okay.
And I hope to hear from you guys. You know, mm-hmm. I thank you all for, you know, liking my page. And I am really, really enjoying the show tonight. The subtopic is very intriguing and interesting. And I like
can
all
I,
the
Can
input.
I ask you a personal, let me ask you a personal question. Do you happen to know a transgender?
Oh, I know plenty of them. Yes, I
can
do.
Can we call one of them and get them on the show?
Can we call one of them and get them on the show? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm dead serious.
I know.
I mean,
but
I
want
to get their aspect on things.
On things. Well, I'm going to have to do that next time we talk about this, but I'm not going to call them right now. It's a little bit too late down here. Everybody is on their own of midnight red light specials. But one day, first time.
I'm going to call.
I want you know, I just want to get, you know what I'm saying, I want to get something from their perspective, the way they see things.
I mean,
I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, I could call Bruce, but, you know, he's probably busy right now, so.
Yeah,
I really can't fuck with Bruce. I mean, not Bruce, but Caitlin. He told me to call him Caitlin from now on, so sorry about that, Kate. But no, I'm serious though. I would love to get their perspective. You know, do you feel like you was born like that? You know what I'm saying? Questions that they ask themselves.
Some people
themselves.
Do believe that
some
they were born like that.
Yeah, some do.
Some people believe that they were born like that. Some people believe that's how God made them. You know, so it goes into a whole different aspect of life of transgenders. Some people believe that they were really born and to be made as a girl, and that's how they truly believe, you know, spite of
that's why I really want to ask one. That's why I really, really want to ask one. I mean, you know, those are questions that I have that I would love to get answered. So if there's a transgender that's willing to come on the show, 646-727-1283, we're going to keep it real respectable. Call it and let your voice be heard. For real.
Well, we don't have a transgender on. We don't have a transgender just called in, but we got my girl Keisha on the line. Keisha, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey.
Hello.
Hey. I'm just checking y'all out, checking out the little transgender subject.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, holler at me, baby. What you got for this?
I mean, I don't know who said it, but some do think they're born that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even with that being said, I have a guy that works with me, and he never, ever had sex with a female ever in his life. And all he's had is, right, ever, right. I told him.
Unlucky bastard.
I told him to talk most of the females I know. But, you know, he honestly feels that he –
is like a female in a man's body. So, you know, it's crazy. Some people, maybe they are born like that.
I don't know. No, hell no. I'm a I don't know how pussy won't change you. I mean, you, man, that shit. That's the best feeling in the world. Pussy is the
best.
Well,
in better term, is the transgender version. They don't say pussy. They say fish.
Fish.
I don't do fish for pussy.
Man, them motherfuckers ain't never felt it before. I mean, that... I had a family member, you know what I'm saying? I had a family member, and he said he was like, man, yeah, I tried it, and he told me, he said, it was all wet, and I just didn't like it. I'm like, well, that's the beauty of it. What?
Yeah,
shit, the wetter, the better. But, I mean, you know, I mean... I think it's a mind thing. Me personally, I think it's a mind thing. Cause, I mean, you have people who overcame, like, you know, some people have been molested or whatever, and all of them didn't turn out to be just, okay, well, I'm finna be this flamboyant gay ass guy now. You know, it's like, I believe it's a mind thing. I feel like if you can control, you know, okay, something fucked up happened to me. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? But it's not my fault. I didn't do it. This motherfucker did this shit to me. I don't have to be that person.
But like I said, this is my opinion. It's a struggle for him because that was your first sexual encounter.
Mm-hmm.
You see
and
what I'm saying?
I don't think that's the
problem that people don't understand. Your first sexual encounter is what kind of drives you as you get older, and people don't understand that. So just because, you know, it wasn't right, of course, you know what I'm saying? But that's what they tend to go toward that once they get older, because that was that first sexual encounter that turned them on. I mean, it's going to turn them on. Any type of sexual touch or sexual, you know, arousal, they're going to be aroused, regardless of what
okay,
type it
so,
is.
So that's the reason that I'm a breast man, because Big Frieda showed me the titties when I was in third grade. Shout out to you, Big. I mean, those motherfuckers, we were in third grade, they motherfuckers was humongous. I'm like, how's a third grader built like this? Shout out to you, Big Frieda. There you go. She showed me them titties in third grade. I've been loving titties ever since.
They must have been them humongous.
Let me go back to Cherokee right quick before she hang up. You said this is your coworker, right? He's never been with a woman, right?
Yeah, that was me that said that.
No, that was
who
Keisha
said that, Keisha?
That.
Okay,
yep.
Keisha.
Huh?
Right, let me ask you. Does he consider himself gay or transgender?
He considers himself gay.
So does he dress? But he dresses up like a woman.
No, he dressed as a man. He just considered himself gay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. You answered my question. I was just wondering.
I don't know. If some of them just dress up, you know, they stay, you know, and they dress as men during the daytime and then night. I don't know what goes on.
I deal with that man.
I bullshit y'all not, man. This is the honest to God truth. I had a neighbor. He was a young guy. And I knew the little dude was gay. I mean, he walked up, he sashayed up and down the motherfucking sidewalk all the time. And he, you know, this one particular night I had to work late. I think I didn't get off till like 2 o'clock in the morning. So as I'm walking to my door, I had to go past his apartment. And this motherfucker's out there in full drag. I mean, he was in, I've never seen him do full drag before, but it's like 2 in the morning. This, when I say full drag, hair, nails, skirt, everything. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, "Hey, Cass." And you know, I'm like, and before I knew it, I said, "Boy, what the fuck? What is you doing?" And he was like, "Nothing." You know, and I mean, he was always respectable. You know, he never tried to approach me or nothing like that. You know, like I said, he was real young. And I was like, "Boy, what the fuck?" And I just looked at him. I said, "All right, man, you be safe." And he's like, "Okay." You know, and that was that. Now, in another case, I was at, and Keisha, I know you can attest to this, the hole in the wall.
Uh-oh.
That was... You know, that was my spot. You know, I frequent that place quite often. So I seen this guy, you know, and he's in his full drag. I knew his sister, you know, I knew his family. So I'm looking at him and I see him and, you know, I speak to him and I'm like, you know, what's happening? And a partner of mine just kept, you know, "Oh, I want to dance with him. I want to dance with him." And his thing was, he did tell him. He said, he's like, "Hey, you don't want to dance with me." And dude kept running up behind him. Kept running up behind him. And he like, "This ain't what you want. Big Mike, I see you on here, man, but let me finish my story." And he say, "This ain't what you want." And he say, and he runs up behind him, he grind on him again, and he say, "This ain't what you want." "How the fuck you gonna tell me what I don't want? Motherfucker dance." So he say, "Okay." So now they dance and they bump and they grind and they doing their motherfucker thing. So now he walk off the floor like, "Shit, I'm not going to even bullshit y'all. I knew it was a dude, but I'm not going to lie. This motherfucker, he looked better than a woman than he did as a man. This motherfucker looked like Sierra as a woman." I am not bullshitting y'all. He looked like Sierra. And he knew how to do all the little Sierra dances. So so when I finally grab my partner, I say, "You do know that's a dude." Now, I'm looking at dude telling him, you don't want this. So now once I told him it was a dude, he went ballistic. He going crazy. "I'm finna tell," I grabbed the motherfucker, "sit your punk ass down, because the motherfucker kept telling you, but your hard-head ass wouldn't listen." So now he mad because he's talking about this motherfucker done embarrassed him in a hole because everybody knew who he was. All right, motherfucker, don't get embarrassed now because I told you don't dance with the motherfucker. He told you 3 times you don't want this. Shit. Well, he could have told me he was a dude. He didn't have to tell you shit. He just told you, "Hey, I ain't what you think. You don't want this." So, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if I walk up to you and motherfucker tell me, "Hey, I ain't what you think," I'm turning around.
Exactly.
You spoke the truth. Let me split, go on about my business.
Right. I'm going to thank you for not making me look like a fool tonight.
You know?
Yeah, you know what? Drink whatever the fuck I'm drinking that night. I'm not drinking this shit ever again.
That brings up a question.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Buddy, you was talking about this before we started the show.
Mm-hmm.
do you think if you a guy dressed up like a girl, should he tell you that he's a guy?
Off
or
top.
Should he just let you figure it out? You know what I mean? I mean, you done met this motherfucking club. You starting to feel him. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been drinking all night together and all that good shit. Now it's time to go to the club, about to close. And if you a guy, should you tell him that you a guy, even though you dress like a woman right now?
I think you should, because you need to let somebody make an informed decision whether they want to deal with you or not.
Okay, who just said that?
If I reach down there and feel a dick, I'm shooting the shit out you.
That's what I said. That person needs to let that person know that, hey, look, I'm a dude or whatever, because if you find out, it can get ugly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that goes for all men, but we ain't never going to get that shit.
Say that.
Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
Right.
I'm telling you, as soon as a motherfucker,
just hopeful wishing, that's all. Everybody
man.
Do right.
Man, that, man. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. As a man, I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, if I walked up to you and you was a motherfucking woman and you like, shit, I'm a woman. I mean, you know, you like, I'm a man and you done fooled me. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna get mad. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna touch you. I'm not gonna hit you. I'm not gonna do shit. But I probably will look at you and say some old fucked up shit.
Father, man. Fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
But that's why shit go.
I didn't know he was gonna do that.
I wouldn't even get mad though, man. If a motherfucker fooled me, I would. I'd be like, you know what? You're a bad motherfucker because you got me. All I can do is admit you got me. I thought you was real.
But at least I respect you because you made the decision. This is what you want. So be man enough to say, okay, I want to be a woman. I'm glad that you attracted to me, but I have a penis or. I just got it cut off.
Man.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. Like,
I
really.
Mean, can you imagine, man, you walked up to a...
hold on, man. Hold on, dog. I ain't trying to cut y'all, dog, but hold on a second. Did you just say shame the devil?
Yes.
Wow.
Tell
mean,
the truth, shame the devil.
You
ain't never heard that
God
before?
Comments in there. Shame the devil. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. But that kind of
I mean, I'm just saying, dog. You walk up to a motherfucking dude, and I mean, this is your motherfucking. I mean, this motherfucker giving you all type of motherfucking play, just rhythm. You like, goddamn. And you walk up to a dude, and this is what you ask.
What's up, ma? Is we fucking or what?
And this motherfucker come and tell you I'm a dude, man. What does that do to your ego? I'm gonna ask Big Mike this. Big Mike, you done ran up on a dude and asked him that, and he tell you, well, I'm a dude.
Shit, walk away. No, it's common sense. Walk away. Because I
can see Big Mike right now. I can see Big Mike just looking at him like,
get the fuck out of here.
I mean, it's common sense. You don't walk away. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get embarrassed in the club.
Mm-hmm. You already embarrassed because somebody done seen you. Somebody said, when you walk away, somebody right there snickering. This motherfucker thought that was a motherfucking woman.
You know what? For every motherfucker that's snickering at me and laughing at me, they knew that was a motherfucking dude.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
See,
but
because you could have told me,
you can't get mad.
Told me.
No, but now here's the fact that you didn't know.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
Hey, I hear it on the team. Shit, you should have known that.
All right, let me give you an example, dog. I mean to cut you off, Janine. We in a club together, all right? We in a hole. Actually, what's that club we went to where I saw Bebe? Was that the hole?
The hole. Yeah.
Okay, all right. We there. And I'm checking out this motherfucker over here at the bar. You know it's a dude. I don't because I ain't from there. You wouldn't tell me? I tap you on the shoulder like, hey, man, I'm finna go holler at the old girl right quick. Hold on. You wouldn't tell me that was a dude?
I would.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm just making sure.
How do
everybody say what's up to Marley? What's up, Marley?
Hey, Marley.
Hi. Hey, how everybody doing?
Good.
All right. But now, what's up, Marley? But now, if I told you that that's the dude and you didn't believe me, the first thing you holler,
you'll be aware of fuck this when I turn you loose.
I can't get mad. Hey, I done told you.
Shit. Nothing.
Well, after I whoop his ass, I'm going to whoop your ass for not stressing it to me.
Oh, fuck, I told you
that club up. That bitch about to get tall.
I mean, what would you do, though, if you was out with people that you considered your close friends or whatever, and they didn't tell you, like, how would you look at your friendship after
that? It's a fight.
Mm-mm. Okay, let's be real. Let's be real, dog. Butch would have did that shit. Butch would have did you like that. Just to get a laugh.
And me and that motherfucker would
have
been fighting.
Him and Leo would have did. Just
all three of us would have been fighting. We all three of us would have been fighting right there in the club. Especially if I found out they knew. Come on, man. You got to tell me, man. You got to tell me.
Game, recognize game, and you looking
kind of
unfamiliar right now.
I don't give a shit. We about to.
Can I help you, sir?
We about to set a club up.
I'm just saying, man.
Now, with me, I seen the question. I seen the question. Now, it wouldn't mean nothing to me if a woman want to use the bathroom with me. I don't give a shit. You know, but I think the women would probably be scared about somebody associating himself with them, even though they got a dick, you know?
Okay, but let me ask you this. All right, Marty, let me ask you this. You say you wouldn't have a problem with it. All right, let's say you in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the motherfucker came in with a tight-ass mini skirt on, dressed up, looked just like a woman, whip his dick out and stand right next to you. And piss.
But wait a minute, hold on. And then he tell you this.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. You understand?
Oh, Lord. You got him crazy hair, boy, like, man. I don't know what you're doing in here. Going to a woman's bathroom, you know?
That's a good one.
For the woman,
I forgot that soundbite was on there. Oh, man, that was right on time. That was perfect. Marley, what you going to do? That motherfucker stand up right. You say you don't got a problem with it. What you going to do?
I'm like, hey, man, it's up to you. If you want to walk around with a motherfucking meat skirt on and shit, as long as you don't fuck around with me, I'm cool with you.
Mm-hmm. Molly, that motherfucker gonna slap you on the ass and be like, have a good day, sir.
Man, and then I'll get back with the jaw.
Hey, after he slap on his ass, he gonna tell him. He gonna fuck around.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Say that.
Ask the jaw.
That's fucked up.
I would have a problem with that, man. Motherfucker dress up like a woman and pissing and standing next to me. I got a problem. I'm looking like, whoa. You know, and you know when yeah. you know when two dudes standing next to each other, we don't look at each other. We look straight ahead.
Yeah, we look straight ahead. That's cold. Wall.
Then he just slapped Marley on the ass. Come on, man. That ain't right. He just slapped Marley on the ass, looked back and tell him.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey,
I can't.
Hey. Yeah. Like in love and war, ain't no room. I got that motherfucker right. I worked that motherfucker right by his city. Oh, okay. You forgot, motherfucker. You got one.
I got him motherfucker by his city, man.
Motherfucker. You take your ass, on the throne.
Oh man, y'all got me crying over here.
Why I'm making crying tears, man. Why I say at this point, I'm grabbing my neck. Oh, shit.
Oh, hell no.
Wow, what a show.
I ain't parking there.
What a show. Oh man, I'm actually crying, man. I'm actually crying. Oh, y'all mother's got my stomach hurting.
That's fucked up. Well, I just walk in. I mean, just think about it though. This motherfucker just walk in, transsexual, walk in, pull the dick out, start pissing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, because you got some bold ones. Motherfuckers will just do that shit and then just be like,
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
And just go.
I mean, I've seen a woman stand up to a urinal and pee too, so.
A
that
real?
Wasn't a man.
Yeah.
Man, that
it was like she had a penis and shot straight and pissed right. Yeah.
You know what?
There ain't nothing about that shit attractive.
Well, no, I mean, have seen it.
If that's a woman, she might have some good. She might have some good pussy.
What else?
Her shit is strong.
You said she might have some good pussy.
Whoa, hold on, y'all. This a real woman? A real
yes,
woman? Just
a real
walk
woman.
Up to a...
That is that egg.
She was standing up to the toilet, pissing like she had a penis. And perfect
Marley
aim.
Said,
possible.
Marley said she got a good pussy.
If she got aim like that, if she can aim her shit straight,
Marley,
what kind of woman is this?
Marley, I'm going to tell you, if women in the world start doing that shit, I'm with Father Time on this one. I'm going to
beat my dick like it owes me money.
I'm not fucking with him. Man, it's time me just start jacking off.
Nigga, grabbing your shit. Come on, nigga.
I never thought I'd hear that one. Hell no.
Man, shit. You didn't start. Wait a minute. Hey, dog. You pissing standing up, and she coming there and tell you.
Oh, well, allow me to retort.
And she start pissing standing up. Oh, hell no. That's not right.
Marley
says she got some good pussy.
And yeah, because she got control of it. She can take her shit and piss it straight out. I'm like, oh, shit.
That means her coochie muscles are strong, huh?
Strong.
Man, fuck that.
Grip your penis like a fitted glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go find that like the Phoenix.
Mm. Yeah, she's very talented. I tell you that much.
That is not talented. That's a fucking throw off. You stand up and piss, you throwing me off.
And didn't drip or nothing. You feel me?
Damn. Man.
I mean, I was expecting to see piss go down her leg or something.
She wipe herself or nothing? She just dropped. You are shit.
I mean, she wiped herself, but it was just like it wasn't like it was like it was like she had a penis.
Damn.
And you know, I was just.
She.
Yeah, I was like, okay, now she's going too far trying to shake it off. You can't shake it off like that.
She's shaking some shit off. Like, hold on now.
I don't know how she did it. I don't know.
Did you say she shook it off?
She used them muscles to push it out and push it all out at once or something. I don't know.
And a woman coming in and shaking it off.
I'm going to hit you so hard you won't see nothing ever.
And then after that, I'm going to stand on top of her and tell her.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Oh, good.
All right, y'all. We coming down. We got a couple minutes left on the stream, so let's do this. Buddy, you got any last words for us?
I enjoyed myself this evening. I can't wait to next week. And hopefully everything will work out, and I'll have some pictures this weekend.
Okay, that's what's up. Cherokee, any last words?
Well, it was fun listening in to this intriguing conversation. I hope to hear from you guys soon. And like I said, I thank you all for accepting me on the page, and it's going to get better. And I'm loving this in. I'm loving it. So just keep it coming in the Florida weather, baby.
High five.
Well, you know what? Like my man say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. Tell your friends. That's how we get down every Tuesday and Wednesday. Keisha, you got any last words for us?
Nope. Always a dope show, y'all. You know, I'm going to tune in next week, as usual.
Big Mike. Hold on. Keisha, why you ain't on SinCityRadioShow.com?
I'm geek on there. You know, I'm trying to get everything with the slamming and everything, so. I'm getting everything.
It only takes 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes.
I got you, boo. Mm-hmm. I promise. I got you. I'm going to turn up, too.
It's 2 minutes. That's it. 2 minutes. We totally uncensored. You can put any blog, anything you want to on there. 2 minutes.
Wait a minute. Are you on air family these last two minutes?
But oh, yeah, because you, Keisha, you're supposed to be on there.
I know.
You've been on every site we ever had, and this site, you're a no show.
I don't know.
No, okay. Well, we'll see. All right, now keep it moving.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Big Mike, you ain't last word, bro.
Hey, same time on Tuesday.
For sure. Marley.
Yes, sir.
You ain't last word, for us, brother.
Yeah, like I say, another good show, and Butter need to find that strong pussy woman for me, the one that stand up peeing. I want to see her do that shit. I'll give
her
a couple dollars. See that shit.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
You know? and y'all ladies keep on posting those pictures, and I'll keep on giving y'all some inspiration, you know? I keep on giving you your praises.
That's what's up. Janine.
I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, brother. Janine.
It was good talking with everybody. I will definitely be back on here next week. Again, if anyone is interested in learning more about real estate investing, go to SinCityRadioShow.com, look for Janine, send me a message. I will definitely provide more information. Or you can email me. My email address is HARRISC. My email address.
I just muted her ass. Or you can send me a message for all the time, 68. CityRadioShow.com. Damn, man.
Oh, that was
see, that's why you
funny.
Don't
want
to. That's why you don't go into business with black people, man. That's exactly why. They just
that
want to
was
everything.
Funny. And she promoted our second page. Oh man, that was.
I
funny.
Swear. Man.
Dog.
Hi, man.
Hey, she
got,
was like, wait a minute, dog. Hey, she was thinking about herself. Hey, dog, she was like, she's just like, hey. Dog, you like, Edge. Hey, her whole
what's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
No, nah, that wasn't a thought process. Her thought process was shit. Hold on.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth.
Man, she just said fuck you, dog.
I know, man. That's why I'm muting her ass. Hey, she just got muted.
All right,
go ahead,
y'all.
Man.
SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Check us out, man. Like I said, totally uncensored. We do what we do. We have what we are. You can post pictures. You can post blogs. You can do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can be as conservative or as wild as you want to be. We give no fuck. You know what I'm saying? The only motherfucker that y'all got to, only motherfucker y'all got to report to is me and Father Time. We good. So we don't give a fuck what you do. Like I said, SinCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up. Hey, like I said, thank everybody for coming in tonight. I mean, shit, come back to us next week. Y'all know what we do. Same bad time, same bad channel.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and head grease. God bless. And I'm going to hit y'all off with a little with a song from Drake called Hype. Peace, y'all. Same time next week. We do this Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, y'all. Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. You heard me? Put some respect on my name. Peace.
Might not live off of the hype, huh? Real thing, eh?
Yeah. I pull up in Lexus like it's 07. I just hit a lick, I gotta hit the next one. Last year, I know you learned your lesson. I could GPS you if you need a dressing. Boss up, I'm a bigger homie, but I'm 1 year older than my little homie. 09, they was bidding on me, but I'm young, money got it written on me. Okay, now we got some action. Everything I said, it happened. That boy light is Michael Jackson. But on verses, he been blacking. Chasing women, a distraction. They won't be on TV right next to me. You cannot be here right next to me. Don't you see Riri right next to me? I hate a rapper especially. They feel the same but they hide it. They just discuss it in private. Don't get alone, man, we tried it. What's the point in even trying? I hate a goofy especially. They always dying to mention me. They gotta die out eventually. I cannot give you the recipe. You know the game is so separately. Swear I just had an epiphany. It cost me 50 at Tiffany's. Shout out to Tiffany Stephanie. They used to always come checking me. My enemies wanna be friends with my other enemies. I don't let it get to me.
Done. Look what I done in my life. I had to count it, then count it again to make sure the money was right. They love to talk. Me, I'm just done in the hype. Me, I'm just done in the hype. Me, I'm just done, 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 done. I don't take this shit for granted. I do my own propaganda. I feel like June Santana. Leg hanging out the phantom. Six cold like Alaska. Views already a classic. Roy out of here like NASA. Busting ones out of plastic. Her grand too popping the fuck of the chain. Too heavy to tuck it, I'm serious. I feed my family with this, so don't play with my money this summer, I'm serious. I don't run out of material. You shouldn't speak on me, period. You try to give them your side of the story, they heard it, but they wasn't hearing it. They feeling the way and won't hide it. Niggas done being silent. Don't get alone, man, we tried it. What's the point in even trying? I hate a goofy especially. They always dying to mention me. They gotta go, they gotta go, they gotta die out eventually. I cannot give them no empathy. I'ma have bees when I'm 70. They cannot fuck with the legacy. I don't know what else is left for me. After this, no one a threat to me. My enemies wanna be friends with my other enemies. I don't let it get to me. Done. Look what I done in my life. I had to count it, then count it again to make sure the money was right. They love to talk. Me, I'm just done in the hype. Me, I'm just done in the hype. Me, I'm just done.